This is the Building Resilience Podcast, episode 209, The Power of Creativity for Nervous System Health. Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Building Resilience Podcast. How's everybody doing? I am doing very well, thank you, at the time of this recording. And I know that when this episode airs live, I will also be doing well because it's the week before Christmas. Most of my kids are making their way home. We have one coming on the 17th, so that would have been yesterday, one on the 18th, which is today, and one will be coming tomorrow, and one on the 20th. One is not coming home at all because it's not his year to come home. He's going to his wife's family, which I am always super bummed about because we totally miss them when they are not here. But I also know they need to rotate families, so we just have to accept that. We are going to have a very full house. We have lots of fun, lots of food, lots of talking, lots of laughter. And I'll be real with you, we usually have a bit of drama. Not too bad, but there's always a little bit because we're a human family with lots of personalities. There's a lot of mess, a lot of work, sometimes some inconsiderate behavior, sometimes some thoughtless stuff. And then I get annoyed, I get irritated. So just keeping it real, there are always ups and downs, and I'm willing to embrace it all. And today, I want to let you know about a super fun workshop that I have coming up on January 2nd and 3rd. Yes, right at the start of the new year. My kids will still even be at home. But I wanted to do it at the beginning of the year because it's a time that people are often wanting to set the tone for the new year. So this workshop can help get you started. And of course, just to let you know, I know some of you have been asking, I will be opening the doors again to my Connections membership in January. So you can get started then. I have some really cool new things that I am adding in the membership. And this workshop is a sneak peek. So the workshop is based on the popular workshop that I have run in the past called It's Not Just Your Thoughts, It's Your Nervous System. But we're doing it with a creative twist. So even if you've been to that workshop before, we're going to go much deeper and actually be implementing some tools so you have something very tangible to walk away with. We are going to be exploring with creativity and with doodles. Do not worry. You do not have to be an artist or have any talent whatsoever, I promise you. You just need to have an open mind and some paper and some markers. If you want to get fancy, you can use watercolors, or some of you may want to use your iPad. That's totally fine. So there's a link in the show notes to sign up. I really hope you do. It's going to be fun. You will learn about your nervous system in a very fun way, and we'll be creating, and you'll walk away with some hands-on tools. So as an introduction to some of the fun new additions in the Connections membership, as well as to this workshop, I wanted to talk today about creativity and the incredible power of it, especially for your nervous system. Now, I've always hesitated about talking about creativity because I've never really considered myself to be a creative person per se. I'm a thinker, got a lot of logic going on, but over the years, I have started to expand my definition of creativity, and I've learned we all have it. Now, when I say creativity, does your mind immediately go to being an artist? Or maybe you do have a bit broader of a viewpoint, and that may include being a writer or a musician. But creativity is actually, it's a form of expression, exploration, and even play. And every single one of us can access it. So creativity can come out in many, many activities. It can come out in baking and cooking and just moving, thinking even, serving other people, traveling, expressing yourself, your words, the analogies you use, your style, your approach to relationships. You can actually find creativity in everything. simply engaging in many activities in a fresh way, a unique way, can be creative. And creativity in whatever shape or form, no matter how simple or how abstract, can actually have a very powerful calming effect on your nervous system, on the brain and the body, and can help you to feel a lot more connected, a lot more grounded, and of course, a lot more resilient. And today I'm going to share with you three specific ways that creativity supports your nervous system health. And then I'm going to share a couple of strategies that you can use for incorporating more creative practices into your life, even if you do not view yourself as creative. So the first thing I want to explore is really the role of creativity in nervous system health. I want to remind you of a very important perspective, which often gets overlooked, although hopefully if you've been around here enough, you will have heard me talk about this before. When we struggle with feeling stress or anxiety, we often blame our thoughts. We tell ourselves, I just need to think more positively, or I should just stop worrying. But the truth is, the thoughts are not the root of the problem. Your nervous system is. Your nervous system, as we've talked about many, many times before, it is designed to keep you safe. It's designed for your survival. Constantly scanning your environment, internal environment, external environment, and the in-between for signals of safety or danger. And when it perceives threat, whether from an actual danger threat or a perceived danger threat, so from acute stress or chronic stress, it will go into protective mode. So team hyper or team hypo, as I call it. And as I've shared before, when you are in these protective states, that state will flavor everything you do. It flavors your psychology, including your mindset, your thinking, and also your feelings, and your physiology, what is going on in your body. So this is why simply telling yourself, I need to think differently, I need to think positively, doesn't reset this deeply ingrained survival mechanism. You cannot think your way out of a stress response. I love what my client Erin Wallen said a few weeks ago when I had her on my podcast. She said, clarity is not going to come from my mind because clarity comes from being regulated. So we need to first be able to address what's happening in the body. We need to learn how to regulate. We need to focus on the nervous system. We need to get to team resilient before we can start shifting and working on our thoughts and our mindset. We have to focus first on our nervous system. And there are different entryways into our nervous system. This past year, I have personally gone on a journey to play around with different gateways to my nervous system. I'm going to be sharing a lot more about that with you in the coming months. Movement is one. Breath is a powerful one that I've really been exploring and learning about. And then, of course, creativity is one that this past year I really took a deep dive into. Creativity is a powerful, often a very overlooked tool. Now, creativity, like I said earlier, it's not just about making art. It can be, but it's about creating experiences that signal safety to your nervous system. So the first way that creativity supports a healthy nervous system is it signals safety to your brain. When we are engaged in creativity, whether it's painting or writing or cooking or even gardening, we're usually very focused and present and often in a relaxed state. And then creativity signals to the brain safety. Now, this focus and engagement in something creative, signaling the safety to the brain, tells us we're in a safe environment, and that naturally is going to calm your nervous system. So you can think of it like you're shifting from this survival protective mode to a resilient, safe mode. When we're being creative, our nervous system perceives that everything's okay, and that allows us to feel more at ease, more grounded. Because if you truly were in danger, you would not be focusing on anything else but survival. So creativity can be especially helpful if you're feeling stressed or anxious during the day. If you start incorporating more creativity in your day, you're essentially incorporating more moments of safety in your day. And you're telling your brain it's safe to relax it's safe to just be. So next, creativity reduces stress and boosts resilience. So studies have shown that when you engage in creative activities, it actually lowers cortisol. And cortisol is that main stress hormone in your body. By reducing cortisol, you're training your nervous system to spend more time in that calm, connected, resilient state. You are getting it more comfortable spending time in your zone of resilience. You're actually growing that zone of resilience because you're spending more time there. It also serves as a way for you to de-stress or complete the stress cycle that we've talked about before in the podcast. Every day you have that buildup of energy in your bodies, all the perceived threats that you encounter. Every day we need an outlet to release that energy. It's the cycle of stress. We build it up and then we need a release to complete the cycle, close the loop, get rid of that stress. When we engage in creative activities, it's like a release of some of that energy and stress, letting some steam out of the pressure cooker, so to speak. So creativity also gives us a chance to step outside our usual routines. We can interrupt some patterns that maybe we've created that aren't the healthiest, or we just can add some variety. And creativity lets us step outside of those routines, invites us to tap into things like playfulness, exploration, and flow. Now, these areas do require some of our sympathetic, that activated energy, but it's activated energy grounded in safety. So engaging in creative activities not only feels good, but it teaches the nervous system to adapt and helps us handle stress better over time. Now, the third way creativity supports your nervous system is that it reconnects you with joy and playfulness. Engaging in creative activities actually connects you to joy and wonder and playfulness, qualities that are so important for the nervous system, but are often missing in our adult lives. When we were kids, we were likely a lot more creative. I remember being a kid and using my imagination all the time. But then as adults, we often lose connection to that creativity. That is one of the reasons actually why I created the journal that will be coming out in the new year too. I'm not sure of the exact time yet, but sometime in January, so stay tuned. But when I started creating this journal, I realized that this was a piece that was missing for me. For the past 25 years, I have been client-facing, meeting with clients one-on-one or in groups. And working on the journal allowed me to be able to share some of the things that I've learned and taught over the years in a very creative way. I just felt myself get energized by this creative outlet. Because when we create, we're opening up space for curiosity and self-expression, with both that are very calming to the nervous system. So I want to encourage you to think about a time when you were so absorbed in something creative that you forgot about everything else. We sometimes refer to this as a flow state. It's a place where we have energy and safety. It's a happy state for the nervous system. It's where we are present. We're not worrying about the past. We're not worrying about the future. And that is where the magic happens. So by being a little bit more creative in your day, you are inviting the nervous system to stay present and to feel a few moments of joy. So those are just a few reasons why creativity is good for your nervous system, why it supports your nervous system, and a great way to access and build up safety. Now, I want to share with you next some practical ways that you can bring more creativity into your life, because I know for me, it kind of sounded intimidating, especially since I labeled myself as non-creative. So here are some things that have helped me and continue to help me. The first thing I'm going to offer is to try a 5-minute creativity break. If you feel like you don't have time for creativity because we're all busy in our lives, start with something very small. Set aside like 5 minutes to do something creative. Now, this could be anything that's accessible and enjoyable to you. So you could doodle a quick pattern. There are so many different shapes and so many different patterns that you can use. Or you can sketch a quick design. Then you can maybe do some writing a few lines in a journal. Or maybe you have a craft that you want to do, or arranging flowers. Maybe your creativity is in the kitchen. So make a new recipe, try a new smoothie or a new cooking technique, or maybe just change things up in your morning routine, changing your walking route or introducing some new exercises. The idea is to just break away from the usual repetitive tasks and give your nervous system something fresh to engage with. So the second thing you can do is you can engage in mindful creative practices. I think I've shared with you before that mindfulness doesn't always mean meditation. You can actually practice mindfulness by doing something creative with full focus and intention. For example, if you're cooking, fully engage in the process. Notice the colors, the textures, the aromas. If you're drawing or journaling, focus on each line or word with a sense of curiosity and presence. Now, if you're walking, pay attention to the ground that you're walking on, or look up and observe the trees. Pay attention to the smells as you walk by plants or what noises you hear. Do you hear birds? Do you hear traffic? Be mindful as you walk. Now, mindful creativity is a good way to calm the nervous system because it brings you to the present moment. It can even help you slow your heart rate down and your breathing can slow down, which naturally will reduce stress. You can even mindfully focus on your breathing. Now, strategy 3 is to create a playlist of creative activities. Sometimes just knowing where to start is the hardest part, especially in the moment. I love hearing from others what they consider to be creative. And that's how I found doodling and using art as a way to help calm my nervous system. I heard somebody talk about it. I tried it. I saw it was fun. And I started doing it. The other day in a group that I run for my SLP clients, we had a creative session using Chinese brush and black ink to doodle and draw out our emotions. I really enjoyed it. So now I put it on my list. So try making a list of creative activities that you'd like to try. Maybe it's something that you've heard of, or maybe it's something that you already enjoy. You can keep it simple. And of course, it can be anything, things like drawing, crafting, photography, singing, dancing, baking. You can also do things digitally, making a design in Canva or editing some photos or creating a movie. The goal here isn't to be good at any of these. It's simply to play and to have fun. So think of this as your creative playlist that you can turn to whenever you need a break or a boost. And it can be helpful to have it written down, helpful to have something tangible so you don't have to think about it. And by creating this list, you're also giving yourself permission to pause, explore, and connect with the playful side of life. And this break from structure and routine, it's good for your nervous system. Now, the fourth thing you can do is you can schedule weekly creative time as self-care. So maybe doing something for 5 minutes daily isn't long enough, or maybe it's too often. You can think about trying something like a weekly creative hour. I like doing this on Sunday afternoons. Sundays are generally a chill change of pace for us, so it has been good to do some creative things. I like to consider it a form of my self-care. And then knowing that you have this dedicated time can help release stress, and you can look forward to moments of calm and joy each week. So by scheduling in something every week, and of course you can be doing it every day as well, scheduling it in as part of your routine gives your nervous system a regular dose of calm and connection, reminds you that you are a priority, and it makes it easier to access that feeling of safety and peace in daily life, and it helps you grow your zone of resilience. Now, the fifth thing is to make sure you are not judging the outcome. You are focusing more on the process. Remember, creativity isn't just about the end result. It's actually about the experience. When you are being creative, don't judge the outcome. Instead, focus on the process and how it makes you feel. Are you more relaxed? Are you more focused? Are you more present? It's about the journey. It's not about the destination. I know you've heard me say that over and over again. So let go of the idea that there's a certain destination you have to get to. And let go of the idea that your creativity has to look a certain way. The goal is to simply just do, to let yourself explore without pressure. There's freedom in creativity, the ability to just lean into the journey without worrying about getting to the destination. Can help you soothe your nervous system. It reduces stress because there's no evaluation and you're not trying to meet any external expectation. So lastly, I just want to remind you that one of our biggest obstacles, especially one that I have found in embracing creativity, is the belief that I have to be good at it. But the truth is, creativity is for everybody. It doesn't need to look like anything specific. Being creative is about engaging in an experience, in being present, expressing yourself in a way that feels right for you. So if you are someone who's been thinking, I'm not creative, I can't draw, I can't paint, I can't craft, I encourage you just let go of that expectation. Creativity doesn't have to be this traditional view of art. It can be arranging your office, coming up with a new recipe, finding a different way to approach a project. The goal is simply to enjoy the experience and let your nervous system relax along the way. So that's a bit of insight about the power of creativity. I hope you can see how it can be a very powerful tool for calming your mind, supporting your nervous system, and bringing you a little bit more joy into your daily life. Maybe you think of creativity as optional, but I actually believe it's essential self-care. And again, if you're interested in exploring this more deeply, make sure you sign up for my workshop. It's not just your thoughts, it's your nervous system with a creative twist. It's going to be on January 2nd and 3rd at 1 p.m. Eastern both days. I encourage you to set aside about an hour to an hour and a half to join, since we will be doing some hands-on stuff. I can't wait to see you there, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.